You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to my couch, as you always are, here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Michelle Cohen, in case you just tuned in and haven't watched the show before. We've been on the couch a long time together, you and me and my viewers and listeners. And we always talk about all things psychologically and spiritually and anything else you want to talk about that has to do with really improving your life and helping you out. And actually, one of the most important questions that many of my patients, clients ask me is, how do I improve myself so I can be a better partner / dating person? How can I put myself out there and be the best I can be? And how do I know what I'm looking for, et cetera, et cetera? So I try to give them the best advice I can, give them suggestions without judgment. But I have a real expert today, and let's bring her on. She's going to help you out with all this stuff. Gina Hendricks, girlfriend.
Hello. Woo!
We've known each other for what, 17 years now?
17 years. We both started on LA Talk Radio.
That's
back
it.
In the day when
you
were tin can and a string. Remember that?
Sam was the best man. He's the innovator. He started it all. Oh,
yes, indeed, for sure. That actually kickstarted my whole matchmaking business.
That's amazing. Yeah, isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys, I'm just going to do a short intro and then I'll have you talk more about that. How's that? That's how I work it usually. Just get to it. If you folks, as I just mentioned, men and women want to step up your dating game. You want a little bit of help with your profile, how you present yourself to others. And I'm talking to guys and women. Here's the best place to do it right now. Park it right here for a little while, because right now on latalkradio.com, my special guest is Gina Hendricks. She is an ultra premium matchmaker catering to the world's most eligible bachelors. And we're going to get a lot of women out there, a DIY blueprint to stand out from the crowd. Oh, this is really difficult to do right now, right? And sure. And really access the best men. So I'm going to just lay it out there. I think probably the best with a bio. You've been doing this for about 2 decades. Incredible girl. So you kind of been behind the scenes gatekeeper to some of the world's most eligible high profile men. I mean, we're talking globally recognized names. I won't go into it. This is all secret and confidential. That's what you're about, girl.
Yeah.
And you've reviewed thousands of dating profiles on behalf of these men. It kind of gives you a level of insight that no dating coach out there. No dating coach has out there. I mean, you've seen it and done it all over these years. And really, even therapists, we're trained at best communication, best presentation styles, but we're not dating coaches unless we specify and study, and you are. So your work expertise and client results have been featured on Entertainment Tonight, Extra, E!, The Bachelor, Forbes, and much more. Won't go into it because it'll take us a long time.
We'll be here all day. Yeah, don't worry about it.
That's right. And, you know, we can talk a little bit about before becoming a matchmaker, you were one of the Hollywood's top A-list celebrity stylists. We'll get into that. And also, we're talking about your latest book, which is really cool, and also your other book. So your latest book is called The Great Manhunt, Access and Attract the Guy Every Woman Wants.
Using the dating apps. That's my whole thing. So that you can do it yourself.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. And our first book, which I interviewed you on a while back, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend.
Yes. That is the bottom line, right? That's the easiest solution.
It's not that y'all are bitches out there. No. It was not like that.
No. And it was a moment in time. It was a catchy title, really.
Yeah.
Honestly. And actually, when women read the book, they actually love it. Now, I've never had a woman offended because
it was
done in a way that's tongue in cheek. And
it really was.
We can take honest inventory of ourselves, laugh at ourselves, and,
and
then say, oh, yeah, you're right, Gina. Why am I doing that?
Right. Why am I doing this? No, it's super. So, So 2 decades of all this stuff. What was it? I mean, you were talking a little bit about LA Talk Radio, which we're on right now, and we've been on for we were on a very long time ago
together. I know. I had two different shows, you know, remember that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
you know, it's so funny, Michelle, it's so funny, not to interrupt, but it's so funny that so many people say, Jeannie, you should do a podcast. I'm like, honey, basically that is what we were doing. We were doing it live stream. And then it's a podcast later. So
that's right.
We were cool before it was cool.
Sam created the best platform ever. He was a pioneer
Is. So that's true. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. So you were talking about how this is really how you got started in your matchmaking business.
It was. Right? It's a funny story I rarely talk about. Almost never talk about. But what happened was, at the time, I had made a decision to become a matchmaker, but I didn't really even know how to really get started. But I had formed it as an LLC and was trying to figure out how to do it. Well, at this time, I also was getting my apartment kind of renovated and painted. I needed a fresh start everywhere. And the guy that was my neighbor, who I think he was single at the time. Mm-hmm. And we always talked about love and dating, like I still do to this day with everybody, everywhere I go. He said, because he was trying to get into the relationship space, and he said, hey, you know, Gina, there's a new thing that's happening called LA Talk Radio, and they're looking for hosts. He said, maybe we could do a show together. And I was like, well, I don't know about all that. And then I really had to think about it.
Yeah, sure.
And then when I made up my mind, I was like, yeah, this actually would be good timing for my business to build credibility and everything. And I said yes and agreed. And then he pulled out at the last second, didn't want to do it. And I just went on ahead without him.
Hey, it happens for a reason.
So that's how it happened. And, you know, and then my show was called Love Life Makeovers. And so it was the first show I did. Yeah. And then it was about interviewing anybody and everybody who I felt had an interesting perspective on love and dating. And I was, I interviewed the polygamist. I interviewed the sex addict. I interviewed you, the great therapist. I interviewed, you know, calling in the one, the woman who, I interviewed a lot of fascinating people. And that actually helped me learn as I was growing the matchmaking. Like, all of these things came at me to make me who I am today.
Beautiful. I love it. And so how did you come about sort of meeting these elite gentlemen? And let's just lay it out right now.
Yeah.
You are legit. Okay. This is legit.
Yeah.
This is
a lot of people are not legit, but I happen to be one that is. Yeah.
Let's talk about what you do and how you do it, girl.
The timing is so great to talk about this because I also just launched a new Substack, which you know what that is?
Oh, I watched it.
Oh, yeah. I'm still learning. Great. I'm still learning about it. Well, it's reading. So you just write articles, or I think people can do a lot of different things on there. But one thing that's good is it's sort of like a platform for writers. And, you know, I'm in a place in my life where I've had many careers. Most people, or at least people who know me, know that I was a flight attendant for Delta Airlines.
Yes.
Yep. Then I became a celebrity stylist, and then for 10 years, and then a matchmaker, and almost now coming up on 18 in April. But what people don't know is that before all that, like when I first got to LA, I was taking writing classes at UCLA. I was working at Women in Film. Nice. I was doing a lot of screenwriting and interested in writing. That's really at my core. I won a poetry contest when I was 6 years old. Anyway, I've always been interested in it. So now my worlds collide from everything.
Yeah.
From giving women makeovers so they look their best for the dating. But now I'm writing. So I'm writing a new book called The Making of a Billionaire's Matchmaker. And I am putting all the dating stories on my Substack. So
interesting.
So it's really fun because I go back in time. Of course, I change people's names, and I actually mix stories kind of together. Like, I'll take elements of this billionaire with this other billionaire, and I hodgepodge them into one person.
Just
to protect everybody's identity.
Absolutely.
But after all, Michelle, I'm still in the dating game, for God's sakes. I'm still a matchmaker. I can't exactly go and blow the lid. You know, I still gotta be discreet.
Well, everything's on the down low. Everything. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's kind of, you know, and it follows the trajectory of how I got my first client.
And
it follows everything. So it's behind the curtain of the crazy world of matchmaking, because it is crazy, crazy, crazy. So that's on Substack.
I loved your Substack story about the gentleman you met. and you walked in there and went, oh, this is.
No. Oh, that was the one I released yesterday. My first client.
Ooh, yeah. That's scary.
That's happened a few times where it's like, you really need the money, but then you're like, oh, can I really help this guy? And I think the early days of my matchmaking, I kind of had to say yes a little more often than I would like to. Now I don't have to. But you know, you had to pay the rent. I had the dogs had to eat, for God's sake.
The dogs had to eat. And you're not talking about your boyfriends either, honey.
No, I am not. No. I am talking about my four-legged creatures. I've got three cats, six dogs. And back then, I still had a house full of animals.
But do you really like animals? I mean, no.
Not really.
I loved your animals. You brought your doggies over to my house before.
Well,
and we played in the backyard. Yes. That was so fun. Yes. Anyway.
So you had asked how I started connecting with billionaires, because I think that's a good question. Yeah. And so what happened was, I was struggling for a few years, really, while I was doing my LA Talk radio show. I was struggling to get clients and figure out, how does all this work? And the men I were meeting were just broke ass losers, kind of like the guys I was dating. Anyway, and so I really had to brainstorm, and I realized that I knew a lot of models and a lot of beautiful women from being a stylist.
Yes, you did.
And so I tapped into their resources, and I put together a wish list of eligible bachelors that I wanted to work with. And then when I'd meet with these women, I would say, hey, by the way, do you know any of these guys on this list? If you give me their number, I'll call them, but I promise you I will never reveal who gave me the number. I still can't believe it, but these women trusted me. They trusted me.
Well,
I mean, we're talking about men who own sports teams. We're talking about men that you know and recognize from TV. I mean, they were just giving me all the scoop. And that's how I broke into that next level world for those clients.
And there is not really a next, or hasn't been for years, because you kind of created it, a next level dating event. I hear stories from a lot of women who are looking for next level, because they're next level. They've got their act together. They own businesses. They're professionals, like the doctor in Kentucky. You were talking about the woman.
Oh, yeah, she's fabulous, Miriam.
She's fabulous. And all these men from all over the country went, whoa. Because it's legit, because you find classy women who they are looking for. And we'll talk about what men aren't looking for, not just billionaires, millionaires, multimillionaires. We're going to talk about what men in general, and what turns off men, and also what turns off women. So guys, don't go away, because this is a really important show for you to get a heads up on as well, and find out, you know. So that's it. So you curate these ideal women.
So, well, but to take a few steps back, my matchmaking is only for men. So women get confused about that, and they're beating down my door. And women, to your point, I'm successful. I'm amazing. I want to hire a matchmaker. And I have helped so many women over the years get their money back from matchmakers that they've hired, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on, that can't help them. And, and so matchmaking doesn't work for women. So I only work for men as the client, and I only work for a handful of guys. I only work with 7 to 8 men ever at one time. That's always the way it's been. It remains that way to this day. And so as you can imagine, these men have access to the most beautiful, insanely gorgeous women in the world, right? So then if they're coming to me, I've got to do better than what they're already getting.
Sure.
What they're already getting is like what the Dodgers, the guys who play for the Dodgers and the Lakers, they're coming after the same women. And so I still have to find those women and better. So the majority of women in the world come at me constantly because they want to be in my database. They want access to my guys. Sadly, the majority maybe don't qualify for my guys. They're gorgeous, though. So many accomplished, fabulous women that most men on the planet would give their, you know, right arm for.
Right.
But my small pool, it's just too hard for me to set them up. Plus, my guys have the final say. Gina.
Exactly.
The final say.
So
it's like when I was a celebrity stylist, you bring the clothes over and then the celebrity pushes you out of the way and they pick what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You present them with wonderful options and then
they
go,
choose.
Next.
Yeah.
Next. You're not limiting.
I want to figure out what I'm. Yeah. Right. So anyway. So I created this program, and the woman in Kentucky, the doctor, she worked with me for my program. And so it's been called the Get the Man of Your Dreams Accelerator Program.
Great.
And it's 12 weeks with me, and it's virtual, and I'm literally looking at their clothes. They're trying on clothes for me. I'm showing them how to pose. We do their photos first.
Right.
And then we do the dating. Basically, we do the dating apps together.
Right, right.
Because my book, The Great Manhunt, is the whole blueprint for what I teach them when I do it actually with them. And that has been, Michelle, that has been the game changer. My ladies who I may or may not have been able to set up with my clients, because they do also get a profile in my database.
Sure, sure.
When they're there. But yes. So many women now come through my program, the Get the Man of Your Dreams program. And now I have the 1 in a 1,000,000 woman advantage. They come through. Smart. And then after I've helped them, I've dressed them, I've coached them on the right pictures and everything. I teach them how to pre-qualify men. I teach them how to pick out men. I do it all for them and with them. Now they don't need a profile in my database. And I'm like, hey, what about being in my database? You look great now. They're like, oh no, I met somebody on the dating apps. It's all good. And I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Good. Yeah.
We're interested in being in the database.
But
through getting my help, they actually meet people on the dating apps.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. That's yeah. Wow. Awesome.
That's
story.
It. That's all I have to talk about. See you later.
But you know, so jumping ahead.
Yes.
Let's talk about dating in the general public, because your book's great, The Great Manhunt. Whoop, that's great. And it's not only for women, it's for guys to really understand what not to do, what not to say.
You're right. You know what's so funny is that a lot of men on my social media, you know, on TikTok or Instagram, you can follow me at Matchmaker Gina Hendricks.
Right, right.
But it's so funny because my audience is like 90% women. And so most of the videos I do are for women,
right.
But men tell me they reverse engineer the advice for
them. Right.
And it's true. You can absolutely reverse engineer the advice. So that's what a lot of them are doing. And then you want to hear something else cool? The ladies who are in my coaching program are telling me that when they connect with a man on the dating apps, he says, your pictures are beautiful. Have you worked with Gina Hendricks?
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
it's
girl.
Like, it's like my signature style photos that they have.
That's so right. Exactly. Cool. No. And you really, you've created such a wonderful way to set it all up and really help people, men and women. You help some of the men, of course, too, get their act together a little bit.
I do. Although a lot of my male clients, you know, these days, they don't necessarily need a lot of help. But sure, there's the occasion where, you know, I think everybody. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care who you are. We all have blind spots. And so we need somebody who can see our blind spots.
Exactly.
You know, you brought up something really interesting when you were talking about, you know, like my knowledge and where it comes from and how it's different than a therapist or, you know, dating coach.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is that, you know, when somebody goes to you, you only have their perspective. Like if they're telling you about, oh my God. And they'll tell you, he said this and he did this and da da da. You only have their account of it.
Right.
But see, when I'm working with the ladies, because I'm doing the date and I use the framework of the dating app so I can see what they're doing.
Right.
How they're fixing themselves. What are they doing to attract the right men?
Right.
And then the men, they show me the conversations and everything. So when they try to give it to me secondhand, like, and he said this, I said, no. You got to show it to me, take screenshots, send it to me, because context, Michelle, is everything. It changes all the advice. If you know,
yes.
They're only telling you what they want to tell you.
Yes.
They're telling you the full story. Really.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So.
Right. Right. So you counsel them. And so let's talk about, and, you know, just how to optimize the dating game for men and women. Let's focus on women right now, because I think that's the most common kind of response that you get are from women, and how to deal with the dating world, especially the online dating world. You and I have talked about this years ago, but now it's gotten really seriously heavy and really competitive.
Yes.
And you got to show up authentically and get it together and all that. So what are the most common mistakes that women and men
women make.
No,
it's equal. I mean, the first thing, if you're trying to date on the dating apps, the biggest thing is that people treat it like it's amateur hour and they're not putting their best foot forward. They're putting pictures that are kind of haphazard, bad lighting. They don't realize it is competitive as hell.
Yeah.
And you have to create a marketing campaign
yes.
for your dating.
You have to create a
marketing
campaign. That's what it's about.
And right. People really underestimate that. They go, oh no, somebody should just love me for my heart. Well, it's just like anything in the world. I'm not going to buy a book if I don't like the cover.
That's right.
Not going to buy a pair of shoes and think, oh, they might be that they're the ugliest damn shoes I've seen, but man, they might be comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy those shoes.
No.
You know, it all starts with the look of something.
It really
even
does.
Even if it's cupcakes in a store, are you going to buy the ugliest cupcake or are you going to buy the prettiest cupcake?
Exactly.
And I think people just underestimate that over and over and over because nobody is going to even stop to try to get to know you if they're not at least physically interested in you in the beginning. So it starts with creating the right pictures. And I don't like filtered pictures. I don't even like professional pictures. Because professional pictures, a lot of times if they shoot it in studio, it looks too hokey and cheesy.
Yeah.
I like lifestyle. I like people to shoot in their own environment. So it feels like kind of like, I say, if InStyle magazine came over to your house.
Yes, exactly.
It's got to feel like that. But it's also got to look real, just carefully curated with great lighting. Like right now, I've got a light here. I'm in my, you know, like this, if I took a picture, you know, this is the kind of
work.
I don't mean hokey, airbrushed stuff.
Exactly.
And nobody does.
No, it's true. Because then when you show up in person with that first drink or coffee date or whatever, they go, whoa. And I hear this all the time. Oh my God, she doesn't look like, oh my God. So that's another thing too. Authentic current pictures. Don't post old pictures.
Right.
Don't you be doing that because you're going to be very disappointed
you might get first dates, but you won't get second dates. And
right,
if you're wondering why you don't get second dates, you know.
Exactly. No, it's so true.
And then the other thing is that people aren't, so once, and this is kind of how my program when I coach women is divided into three pillars. How you show up, your marketing campaign for dating. Then it's how you're pre-qualifying people. That's a big one. And how you communicate with people.
It's
those three things. So usually people are picking the wrong people, not pre-qualifying correctly. And then men and women just aren't communicating clearly.
Exactly.
So it's those things.
Those are great. How should some people pre-qualify?
Yeah,
people, I mean, what are some of the great ideas that people should think about before, oh, he's so cute, or oh my God, she looks beautiful. Let's just...
Right.
And she likes the same thing I do, and she's in the same political party as me.
Listen, I think for some people, they have to realize if it looks too good to be true, it usually is. So if a man is like an average man, and all of a sudden he's got like this girl that looks like a playmate or a supermodel, while somebody's flattered, something is fishy. Just like an older woman, if she's just a regular old woman, she's not like, Bam, bam shape, and she's just a regular older lady and you've got this hot young stud coming for you. he's got a reason. You know what I mean? So,
that's right.
It's true, right? So it's like, if it looks too good to be true, it is always. And especially, people are tricky on the internet. And I think also if somebody isn't coming in with real effort, especially for women. So men need to make the effort. Women
they do
be on the lookout, but women lower their standards. So just because a guy will like them, they'll think, oh my gosh, now I have somebody. Yes. He liked me. But on the dating apps these days, likes mean absolutely nothing. Likes mean absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
Because they're going around liking everybody. They're just killing time. So many people use the dating apps as if it were Instagram or TikTok, just to avoid in their life and not dating with real intention. So if you want to separate what I call separating the boys from the men,
you
want to stay on the lookout for those men who are coming in, showing up for you with intentional effort.
Yes.
So they're not just saying, you're beautiful. How's your day? Nice legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I read your profile and it looks like you love pickleball. Where do you play pickleball? Or how many something about the profile.
Yes.
They need to be, because if a man's truly excited and he's elevated, high value, and wants to make a good impression, he's smart enough to know that you don't give the generic, boring, low-level stuff. You come with real effort out of the gate. And so many women are willing to look the other way and lower the standards and then just take any old jackass that's going to show up. And then they spend weeks and months. And then they're confused about dating and then they end up hating the app. And then it's not the app's fault. It's your fault.
Right, exactly. No, that's
qualify. You lowered right. the standards, you know?
Exactly. So. I loved hearing your interview on one of the, I can't remember which platform it was on, but it was this Australian gentleman. And he was telling you about the platforms he was on. And he's plenty of fish. No offense, guys, but hello.
Right. Like, is anybody there? Is anybody there? I hosted a live Zoom event for men. I'm trying to. I want a bigger male audience. I want to be able to help the men even more outside the small pool of men I work with for private matchmaking.
Absolutely.
So I'm hosting, I'm going to periodically be hosting these live Zoom events for men where they can get their questions answered.
They need to do that. And that's beautiful. Yeah. So let's just also, be authentic, try to look the best you can with an authentic picture in environment. Be who you are.
Don't hide your body.
Don't hide your body. Yeah, keep it real.
Curvy,
right.
Show it. Because why do you want to attract a man who's not going to be okay with how your body's going to look when you show up?
Exactly. So someone will be attracted. Do you think, men are really pretty much visual. So they're kind of attracted at first. They're going to swipe if you're not their type or pretty enough for them. Okay, cool. And that's right.
But
so
women
that's why
do the same thing,
be
though.
On your game. We do. Nikki, not we. But anyway, women do. We as women, that's what we do. But we're a little more content interested.
A little, we are. We have a little, you know, we will be a little, go more on a fact-finding mission where men are either hot or not, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? So and women, some women are like that. I think women who do that are a little in their masculine, actually.
Yeah.
But I think a woman who's in her feminine realizes that there's more than just surface for an appropriate long-term partner. So she might dive deeper. And a lot of times the advice I give the women is, you know, the way I like to read a profile, if I'm on the dating apps, is I like to read the details first.
Yeah.
And then I look up at his face and I hope he's cute. You know what I mean?
You're so funny.
Somewhat attractive. But me, all the details matter. I want to know what he does for a living. I want to know how educated he is. I want to know what he's looking for. Right. And also, when you're looking at profiles, whether you're a man or a woman looking at profiles, if anybody skipped stuff, if anybody has not put effort into their profile with effort in their photos, effort in the details, and they've kind of just, it looks like they rushed through and don't really care, then guess what? They don't really care about dating. They're not serious. Nope. They're not high value.
Right.
Nobody high value is going to rush through a dating profile if they're authentically trying to meet someone.
And then on the other hand, you have people that try too hard and lie on their profile. I have a lot of women that say, yes, I'm into skiing and I'm an intermediate and I am totally into tennis and I loved it and I've traveled the world and I was like, liar, you know?
Right. And so I say to people, that when you're talking to people, and again, this goes to pre-qualifying, and you want to find out what their lifestyle actually looks like, because that's really important to see if your lifestyles are aligned. Instead of saying, hey, you know, what restaurants do you like to go to? Where do you like to vacation or whatever? You say, what restaurants do you go to on a regular basis?
What
do you like to do for fun on a regular basis? Where do you like to go on vacation on a regular basis? You always say regular basis because now they're going to have to answer the question in a different way, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right. They're going to have to think, And then, regular, you know, don't think, keep it real, you know? Yeah. So I love in your book, you know, you talk about the three things that men really want you to know secretly. Want you to know about.
Oh, that was my video yesterday. Yes.
I know. I love that. How to be the best you can.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things you hear from guys that just are super turnoffs? So a woman's really presented herself and so they kind of meet for the first date. So they're second.
Oh, maybe. I think probably the biggest turnoff for all men, unless the guy is just a complete loser.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be if a woman is too strong and overpowering and tries to take control of the date and, you know, tries to run the show. That's going to be a turnoff. Now, if a man is still a little boy and he wants his mama, then he's going to
like that.
Woman, except that woman's going to be disgusted by him. But most of the women who are strong want a stronger man, but a man doesn't want to have to compete with that energy at all.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And you're not being sexist. I know that because, I mean, you find a lot of really high profile, intelligent women all over the place.
I am unable to set up just a pretty woman with my guys. No,
of course.
She has to be educated, sophisticated. Right. She has to be everything.
Right.
But when it comes to the advice I give, I am Switzerland, basically. So I give the women the advice that helps them. I give the men the advice that helps them. And I think, you know, what I find about a lot of relationship experts who are giving advice to people, they're not willing to be honest. They're not willing to say things that most people are uncomfortable to say.
Sure.
But from my perspective, you're not really helping anybody.
Well, it's about doing. It's about providing the service that you offer, which is great. So, being authentic and not presenting any lies. And this, so you meet somebody. What are some of the most common negative traits that men tell you? And I'm not talking about your service necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm talking about guys in general out there in the world. Tell you why they got really turned off to a woman. And we talked about the super control and
could be that
some of the other turnoffs.
I had one client actually recently go out with a woman and she was an attorney and she seemed great. And, on the date he went to the restroom. Now, I don't know how long he was in the restroom, but when he got back, she was like, "Oh, I was worried that you left."
And ew.
And then she started really revealing so much about her anxiety and her background. And, you know, people are revealing things about themselves way too soon.
Gosh,
somebody has to know you and like you before you reveal any dirty secrets. And then she also texted him after the date. "Hey, when are we going to see each other again?" It was like none of those things were turning him on. But I think the biggest thing was really when she was just like, I was thinking you left. I mean,
you know,
I can't imagine because he always gets great feedback and he's a really great guy. He owns sports.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a really great guy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him being in the restroom that long that she would have legitimately thought that he wasn't coming back.
Yes. And he was probably texting his friends going, "Oh my God, how do I get rid of this person?"
They would usually text me and say, "Gina,
what have you done to me?" Right.
I have those clients who they want a woman who is sophisticated and well-traveled.
Right.
And then I've had those clients that say, "I don't need her to be well-traveled. I'd love to show her the world for the first time so that we share that experience together." So not every lady needs to be the world traveler or even the most sophisticated. They just really don't want a woman who's like financially circling the drum. Nobody wants that.
No, that's so no. So we've checked off authenticity. We've also checked off on don't be needy. Don't come off needy. Don't, you know, be vulnerable. Keep it real. But and it's also just not revealing TMI. You've got to be baby stepping into keep it real, keep it in the moment. Don't start telling your backstory.
Right.
You slowly baby step. Now, let's talk about some of the important things that you discuss in your book also.
Okay.
What kind of should you talk about in the first couple of dates? Because you've got to, I know women who want to have kids. Let's get that over with. Let's maybe step into the second date. And did you say you just would never have kids? Or
no, you're gonna no. You're gonna find out before you ever go on a date with them. Okay, you have to find out because it's so much easier to find out ahead of time, right? So, and this is also why I love the dating apps because it's the perfect format to ask those questions. Now, if you met somebody at the grocery store, and then it might be potentially more awkward to say, how long have you been divorced? Do you want kids?
Right. Da, da, da,
da. But in the framework of the dating apps, it's so much easier, right? So
in
the dating apps, they usually put if they want kids, have kids, what they're looking for, casually date, long-term relationship.
Right.
But I wouldn't just rely on seeing it on the profile. You never want to go out with anybody if you are not getting them on a phone call first. And when you get on the phone call, you want to then reiterate those things. "Oh, I see on your profile you're open to kids. Did you still want hoping to have kids? Do you want to have more?" You just really have to go over it. And if a guy ever says he's divorced, you always want to say, So how long have you been legally divorced?
Thank you.
That's the key.
Exactly.
A lot of men will say they're divorced and they feel mentally like they are divorced.
Oh, I know.
Or legally divorced. They go, oh, well, not legally divorced, you know, and then you really find out. And I mean, it's up to you. Do you want to date somebody who's still legally married or not? So you've got to never skip that call, because that way when you go on the date, now you know you're aligned already.
That's right.
That's already cleared
up.
You want to see if there's just chemistry, if you have things in common, if your energy works together, if you can be flirty with each other, because you've gotten the basics covered.
Exactly.
And that's because people go on first dates, Michelle, and they're like an interview. So what's your timeline for marriage? So and you can get all that out of the way on the phone call before you get there, so that then you can just go, Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Fun. What do you like? Right. You know, this kind of thing. That's what a first date should be, I think.
Right. Exactly.
Because you've got to build a friendship and rapport with somebody before you want to kick it into romance anyway. You have to build the right foundation.
Exactly. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in, we've been talking so much, as we always do when we get together.
As Gina always does.
Gina Hendricks, she's amazing. She started her company in 2008. Her clients are among the most eligible men in the world. She's often regarded as the billionaire matchmaker and celebrity matchmaker. She's been around a long time, helping out a lot of people. And also, she's written some amazing books. We're talking about her latest book today, The Great Man Hunt. Access and Attract That Guy Every Woman Wants.
Yes.
Volume 1.
Volume 1. Now, I did write that book around COVID, so it's been a bit.
Yeah,
the new book is The Making of a Billionaire's Matchmaker.
Part 2.
So then, I like to help people in all kinds of ways, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and clearly you can see I'm still just as passionate about it. As I ever was, for sure.
Sure, honey. No, you do such a fine job. So let's talk to the guys. No,
okay.
Guys, come on now. How can you get yourself together and present yourself much better? Gina, tell more men. And we talked about some of the cheesy come on lines or some of the cheesy ways to reach out. You know, oh, you're beautiful and all this. And then, side note, I've had clients who read me how they've come on to women. They're very funny. I had a guy who is a stand-up, very pretty successful stand-up comedian. And his handle was really funny. I mean, he was just a cool guy, but stop trying too hard, guys.
I mean, Michelle tells me he's not really looking for a serious
partner. Serious is the key word, right? He's a stand-up comedian.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm not going to name names, but
he might be going through the paces of acting like he's looking for like a legitimate, authentic relationship, but he's got walls. That comedy bit that he does, you know, I understand if somebody does it for work, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you take it then in the off days and you're even using it on your dating app, that's just a wall you have up.
Exactly. No, it's true. Yeah, it is.
You gotta slap that guy across the face, Michelle.
No, I don't think so, but you're so good. Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
It's a defense mechanism. And you know, that's what we do sometimes is we get nervous. It's a nervous reaction as well. So what are some good ways for guys to really present themselves the best besides the, you know, things that we've already covered, primarily for women to be authentic and, you know, not reveal too much, which I don't know if many guys do that. I think they're a little
So men do it in a different way. I don't know. I remember somebody put on their dating profile that they had like, it wasn't anybody I knew. It was like somebody showed me a profile of a guy that put on his profile that he had an STD or something. I mean, or somebody between jobs or somebody that doesn't want to spend money or I don't know. But there's crazy things happening out there. But I think for men, the best way to impress a woman is by listening to her. So they're not trying to perform.
What a concept.
Right? They've read her profile. They've now shown up and asked her something about what she's interested in. Okay. And when they go to ask her out, they're choosing a restaurant that they know she's going to be interested in. And that is that in just those couple of things are going to set them up for success.
Yes.
But so many people default to their spiel.
Yes, like they do.
Guys,
yeah, sure.
Spiel.
Right.
Here's my
right.
song and dance. Here's my song. But people want to be seen and heard.
Yes.
And if you can make the other person feel seen and heard, that's going to serve you way better.
True.
Than, you know, especially when it comes to women.
Oh,
women,
my God.
Women
yes.
want a man who they do say they want a man who's funny. But I find that a lot of times when women say they want a man who's funny, if you really ask them, they sort of want a man who just sort of laughs at their jokes or can laugh. They don't need an actual comedian when they say they want a guy who's funny.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I think humor is really important. It's really important to have someone who gets you.
Yeah.
Who has either they're subtle or as they say, he has that British humor. I have a young lady who I see who's dating a British man. She goes, I love his subtle British humor. It just cracks me up. And my friends just look at him like, huh? But hey, if it's perfect for her, and she has that, you know, very subtle sense of humor, which it's got to work for you. That is very important as well. Someone who gets you.
Yes, it's got to work for you.
Hi, here's baby.
You haven't met this one. You haven't
met this one. Oh, I haven't. Well, did I introduce? Who's that?
This is Jerry Lee. I rescued him this time last year from a homeless woman in a parking lot.
Oh.
And wasn't going to keep him.
No, but, you got to keep the pug.
Oh, come
baby.
On. I fell in love with this little
pug. You got to keep the. I've had three pugs. So.
Oh, yeah.
No,
see, I had
sure,
no desire. So
sure.
It's so funny because none of my dogs have I chosen. You know what I mean? Like, I've never.
Well,
they've
chosen you in the universe.
I'm going to go get a dog today. Never. Like, they just show up. Or a cat. I've got three cats, too. They just show up, and I sort of get what I get. And
now I'm
in the world of the pug. And,
oh, I know. They're the best.
And everything else. Yeah, he's a good boy.
Okay. Well, he is a good boy, Jerry Lee. So.
There we go. Adopt, don't shop, people. Adopt, don't shop. There you go.
All right. So.
He has to wear a diaper because he's not fully housed.
Oh, TMI, girl. So, no. So, pugs do that. Okay.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, let's talk about our dogs for a little. No, I'm kidding.
Are they hard to train? Hang on. This is interesting, too.
No, they're, no, you know what? They're bred for being companions. But,
okay.
you can teach an old dog new tricks.
He's
so,
only two, but.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
He's
a wild, crazy man. But
anyway,
we'll talk more offline.
Yes, because we'll talk about the dogs.
Okay, we'll talk about the dogs. Hell, I'll bring them all over. We'll visit you again.
Oh, party. We'll have a party. Got the pool all ready for you. So
good.
The pugs don't swim. Anyway, they don't like to. They don't like to. It's kind of hard. They have little legs. Anyway,
I'm lying about him. He's got long legs. So.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, we have just a few minutes left.
Okay.
So what are some of the best... You've covered a lot, by the way, and thank you, because you've really given a lot of great information.
I'm like a racehorse. You just let me out of the
game. You are. I love that.
All
right. So folks don't have to listen 1.5. They can just, you're doing 2.0, you know, when you're talking.
Well,
so it works good.
You know, they are doing those eggnog lattes now at Starbucks, and I've been off coffee, but now I'm back. So I'm on coffee. So maybe
good for you.
Me up more.
Oh,
but anyway,
it's good. It's a good thing. It's not a disc, girl. What are the best ways for folks to find you? GinaHendricks.com.
Yeah, GinaHendricks.com is my official matchmaking website. GinaHendricks.com, GINAHENDRIX. Yes. Or social media, you know, TikTok and Instagram, Matchmaker Gina Hendricks. Or my new Substack, you might find it under Matchmaker Gina Hendricks, or you could always look up The Making of a Billionaire's Matchmaker. And if you want to sign up for my mailing
list. It's hilarious.
List,
yes.
Or, yeah.
Good stuff.
If you want to sign up for my mailing list or anything like that, you would want to go to my website, which is GinaHendricks.com. And from there, you can go down all sorts of rabbit holes.
Oh, you're so good. Gina, you're the best. We could talk for 3 hours here.
I know, for sure. I remember how quick time flies on LA.
Oh, I know. I know. It just does. It's so much fun.
He's
you're the best.
He's going to pull the plug on us now, huh?
Sam would not do that. But the news will. So
I got it.
Anyway, honey, thank you so much for being
awesome
such a great guest. As always, come back again soon with your new
fabulous
book, too. All right.
You're the best. Thank you so
you
much.
You are.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me on the couch here. Dr. Michelle Cohen saying, take care of yourself first. and then you'll be great for others. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.